Stacy,
yes,
as Sally,
as a gift, I brought you a matcha green tea frappuccino.
That's a very artful drink.
I mean, Sally, we've known each other for many years. You know, I just the only thing that I want ever is just a black coffee,
like a $3 black coffee.
But Stacy, yeah, as much as I love you, the price for the plain coffee has been going up. It's a little
pricey. I know.
Pricey.
It should not be a $3 black coffee. You are correct. But still, you know, like the coffee, that's what it's all about.
I can tell you're angry, but you know who's really angry here?
Who?
Colombian coffee farmers.
Okay.
Because while we are paying more at coffee shops like Starbucks, the price that farmers are getting for their beans is going down. And they are so upset that the Colombian Coffee Growers Federation says it may stop trading coffee on the New York Stock Exchange altogether.
And that apparently is because nobody wants to invest in coffee futures anymore because coffee prices are just so low. Coffee's gotten so cheap. And so what we have here is a pricing disconnect. And to help us understand why, we're going to take a look at one of Starbucks' newest drinks, the Cloud Macchiato. Ariana Grande wrote a playlist for this macchiato, apparently. At least that's according to Starbucks' Twitter account. Also, her Starbucks name is officially Ari.
Ari. You probably already know this, Stacey, but the drink also has its own hashtag, Cloud Macchiato.
That's a long hashtag.
But if you're able to get past all the hashtags on the social media, past all the Ariana Grande buzz, there are pictures of the actual drink. And if you look at one, you will see half of the glass is full of foam and it's topped with caramel drizzle. And at the very, very bottom is espresso.
Where's the emphasis on coffee?
Judy Gaines is a tropical commodities consultant in Panama.
Everything but the coffee is being advertised.
This is The Indicator from Planet Money. I am Sally Herships.
And I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Today on the show, we get to the bottom of a problem that has been brewing in the coffee world. Why, when the price of beans is falling, is the price for a cup of coffee going up? And why did you get me this weird green drink, which I'm going to try right now? It's pretty good.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, LinkedIn Jobs. When it's time to hire for your small business, you want to find the right person for the job. LinkedIn Jobs can help. Learn more at linkedin.com/indicator. Terms and conditions apply. Support also comes from Amazon Web Services, helping millions of builders from startups to enterprises to governments transform their industries with secure, AI-ready cloud services. Learn more at awsishow.com/podcast.
Colombian coffee farmers are fed up. They've been really struggling. Prices always fluctuate, but for a while now, the market has been trading below cost for many farmers. Last year, the market was trading at $1.20 per pound, but the current price is at a six-year low. Right now, farmers in Colombia are selling their beans for just $1.08 a pound.
But their costs to grow that coffee is closer to $1.40 a pound.
And you do not need an advanced degree in math, luckily, to know that is really bad. And yet, at the same time, the price we consumers are paying for a cup of coffee is going up. There are a number of reasons for this big pricing disconnect. Reason number one, we have too many coffee beans. Get ready to do some finger pointing at Brazil.
Because the market is in vast oversupply, and that's partly because Brazil has had tremendous growth, and Brazil is a highly, highly efficient producer. And so that's put downward pressure on all coffee prices.
So after a really rough production patch earlier this decade, Colombia decided to create initiatives to get farmers to grow more coffee. Those incentives, plus some good weather, may have worked a little too well. Now there are too many coffee beans. So that is reason number one for this pricing disconnect. We have too many coffee beans. That pushes down the price. Now, reason number two for this pricing disconnect is falling demand. And you can see this in this strange green frothy drink I have in front of me. So it might seem like there is a Starbucks on every corner and more opening every day. And arguably speaking, in New York City, this is true. But if you taste the drink, you can see that coffee shops like Starbucks, coffee has become a less important ingredient. Again, we return to our very good friend, the Cloud Macchiato.
Well, think about in that drink specifically, Where's the emphasis on coffee? There's a slight undertone of coffee taste. It doesn't mean the farmer is able to sell hundreds of thousands of bags of coffee for that beverage.
There's no coffee in their coffee now.
Well, Stacey, one of the sources I spoke to earlier today did tell me off the record that in the industry, Starbucks is now occasionally referred to as not a coffee shop, but a milk shop that also sells coffee.
Ouch.
Ouch.
I can see why they want to stay off the record.
Yes.
Them, they're fighting words.
Well, Starbucks says nearly 75% of all of its sales are beverages, and that a vast majority of those beverages are coffee-based, but just
coffee-based.
Coffee-based. So as we know, there are a lot of other ingredients that go into coffee and drinks. Your drink is not coffee.
It has never met a coffee bean, this drink. Maybe some of the other drinks have met a coffee bean.
We have eggnog, caramel, salted caramel, hazelnut, gingerbread, cinnamon, the famous pumpkin spice.
The famous pumpkin spice.
We haven't touched on dairy yet or substitutes. And then we have foam.
The world of foam.
The world of foam.
And it's very different than the cup of joe off of a cart that was used to, you know, keep construction workers' hands warm. You don't have that anymore. And so consumers, in their mind, they're calculating, oh, I've had a cup of coffee today. Oh, I had 3 cups of coffee today. But it's not the same. And so there's this disconnect.
This disconnect. So now we come to the reason that prices are going up, in spite of the fact that coffee beans are getting cheaper. And that is this. The cost of a cup of coffee now has very little to do with the price of coffee. There is a whole chain of events that has to happen to make your cup of coffee. And this chain of events has a lot of costs associated with it. So your beans are bought by traders, they're brought to a harbor, they're shipped to the U.S., they're roasted here. Then, of course, there's the barista who serves you the coffee, salary, healthcare for them, the electricity for the cafe so that you can, you know, hang out and use their Wi-Fi and Instagram your new cloud macchiato. Here's the thing. All of the other costs associated with making a successful food product are going up.
And that's with any commodity, because the actual underlying product is such a small percentage of the total price.
In the past year, Starbucks says it increased prices 1% to 2%. And here are some of the many reasons that Starbucks cited for its pricing decision. Rent, labor, local mandates and regulations, competition, distribution, marketing, and commodities, including coffee, but also other commodities associated with beverages, food, materials, and operations. Milk is probably in there.
Milk is probably in there. And we cannot forget hiring Ariana Grande as a brand ambassador. That's got to cost a lot.
That's got to cost a lot.
That's like a
thank
thing.
You next.
Yes.
Grande is a coffee size at Starbucks. She's perfect for them.
And Judy says the price of coffee, the ingredient relative to all of these, including Ariana Grande, that is a small cost.
You look at a Starbucks or any other cafe, Dunkin' Donuts, you go down, you know, a little downstream, and they've got expensive realty. Their overhead, their fixed costs are high. So they're not making money selling coffee alone. They have to keep evolving and making new drinks and selling bagels or salads or empanadas, whatever it may be, to help maximize revenue per square footage.
And Starbucks told me it is trying to help the farmers. It says it has invested more than $100 million in programs, like helping to replace trees. It works on ethical sourcing. It provides loans to farmers.
Although the future might be brighter than it seems right now. For instance, the demand for coffee, actual coffee in the U.S. is apparently flat right now. But apparently demand is growing in the countries that actually produce coffee, where traditionally there wasn't a lot of demand. I don't know. All of this and this weird green drink in front of me, just all I really want right now is a cup of coffee, Sally.
I want a cup of tea.
This episode of The Indicator was produced by Constanza Gallardo, edited by Patty Hirsch. Our intern is Willa Rubin, and The Indicator is a production of NPR.